When she woke up, Rebecca felt like she'd been run over by a Mack truck, except she didn't have any broken bones or tire tracks on her. Thoughts were racing through her head faster than Dick Trickle in a souped-up NASCAR at the Texas Motor Speedway. How did I get in this room, she thought. Why is there a man sleeping next to me? Why am I wearing a raincoat? In the strange hotel room with Chase, Rebecca felt out of place, like two fish out of water that had jumped onto shore and just lay there flopping around, unable to swim because they were not in the water and were slowly suffocating since they could not breathe without being in water. Chase, wake up, she said softly. He stirred and opened one eye. Huh, Debbie? Rebecca rolled her eyes. It's me, Rebecca. We have to get up. Chase Manhattan lazily pulled his gorgeous, athletic, naked body out of bed and put both feet on the floor. He pulled on his boxer shorts after very carefully removing the slinky. What's the matter, Rebecca? She measured her words carefully. Look, Chase, I know what you did last night. You got me all liquored up and then bored me to death just so you wouldn't have to tell me what I came here to know. She stared at him defiantly. Chase Manhattan, we are not leaving this room until you tell me why you walked out on me 6 months ago. Chase sat back down on the bed and took a deep breath, like you do when you know you're about to drive past a sewage treatment plant. He exhaled slowly. I don't want to hurt you, Rebecca. That's why I've been putting off telling you the truth. But now it's time. Rebecca tried to act nonchalant and continued to stuff the hotel towels and robes into her suitcase. I'm ready, she said. Tell me everything. Chase began. I have a brother. His name is Bat. She interrupted. Bat Manhattan? Yes, that's right, he said. He's an evil, evil man. I can't even begin to tell you some of the things he's done. He's ruthless. Chase continued. My father is dying. They say he only has a few months left. My brother wants his fortune, but my father knows he's not a good man and that he shouldn't get the money. But my brother came up with a brilliant plan. He convinced my father that the money should go to neither one of us. He convinced him that his fortune should only go to a grandson. Well, guess what? Neither one of us have any children. So my dad got us together and said he would give all of his millions to the first one of us that produces a grandson. Well, that's crazy, Rebecca said, as if she just heard something that sounded crazy. I don't care about the money, Rebecca, I swear. But I do have to make sure Bat doesn't get it. He has a plan for the money that could destroy life on Earth as we know it. Rebecca looked at Chase incredulously. What is his plan? Chase put his index finger to Rebecca's lips and whispered, That's not important now. What is important is that I have to have a son before he does. My life depends on it. Well, what has this got to do with me? Rebecca asked. You still haven't told me why you walked out on me. Damn it, Rebecca. I was trying to get you pregnant. Couldn't you tell? Rebecca put her hands to her face like you used to do as a kid when you got in trouble and you thought if you covered your eyes, your parents couldn't see you or yell at you. Kids are so stupid. She raised her voice for the first time. You were trying to get me pregnant? How could you not know, Rebecca? Remember when I used to ask you to stand on your head after we made love? I just thought it was something you were into, she answered innocently. And the thermometer? Was that part of your plan? He nodded silently. Then he slowly turned to her and gazed into those killer green eyes. The color of eyes that the group Sugarloaf must have been singing about in their song, Green Eyed Lady. Rebecca, that's why I left. I couldn't be so deceitful and I couldn't tell you the truth, so I left. I thought if I just got out of your life, I could keep you out of danger. But Chase, Rebecca said, confused. How would having your baby put me in danger? And then she remembered Bat Manhattan. If he was really evil, he would do anything to make sure Chase didn't produce a son. She felt a chill come over her, like when you step out of a restaurant in January and it's very cold outside. Rebecca reached over and put her hand on Chase's knee and squeezed, just as she used to do to her biology professor as he changed her grade from an F to an A. I'm ready to hear the rest, Chase. Tell me the rest.